thing about talent development is that it really is about getting to know your individual strengths and interests, because we can leverage those for growth over time. And that's really a great way to increase motivation and really see what potential, particularly young people, have. What we know is that abilities do matter. All of us as humans are different. You know, we're born differently, we're raised differently, we have different experiences, right? So these abilities play into what we do, but what we have also learned through research in various fields is that they are largely malleable. So what we experience, the opportunities we have, the mentors we work with, all have a significant impact. A very interesting thing about talent development research is that we've learned a lot about the stages of how our abilities and our talents change over time. And these stages really start with potential and then move all the way through expertise and even into eminence and creative productivity, typically in adulthood. But from the very beginning, at potential, it's about opportunity and exploration and discovery and seeing what young people's interests and strengths are. And then if we're providing enrichment, we're matching the student's learning readiness to their environment, we can move them into the next stage of competency. And once they've developed some of those baseline skills, they're hitting those benchmarks for knowledge and skills in the domain, we can increase that level of enrichment, include in their acceleration, and over time, we will move students into expertise. And expertise is ultimately what many of us as adults end up in, but if we continue to reach even higher, we may become eminent in our field. When we think about talent development and we think about schooling, opportunities, that's a big word, providing opportunity and access. And we know that from research and practice that students have to be given opportunities to explore, to discover their interests, to practice skills. But at the same time, they have to take those opportunities. So it's a give and a take. So opportunities both provided to students and taken, and for us as adults, encouraging young people to take those opportunities is very critical to long-term talent development. As a parent, one thing you can do to encourage your child to take an opportunity is to make sure you model taking advantage of opportunities and sort of speaking about different possibilities and opportunities that your child may have, starting early with having conversations about things they like and maybe don't like as much. And if they don't like them as much, why not? Talking a little bit, or, you know, when they're involved in activity, you know, what things were easier, what were a little bit harder. And you can build up that mindset and that understanding that, you know, it's a good thing to try something new. And even if it doesn't quite turn out the way you expected or the way you liked it, that it was something valuable. When we talk about talent development, there are really two keys. The first one is that challenge where you need academic skills, knowledge, sort of the content of whatever domain it is that you're working in. But we found that what's just as important and sometimes even more important is the support. And that support comes in the form of learning mental and social, what we would put under the umbrella of psychosocial skills. And the good news is that over time and through research and practice, we have learned that we can cultivate and teach many of these psychosocial skills. So when we think about helping students with their executive functioning, when we talk about helping students speak up and advocate for themselves, when we talk about teaching students how to engage with other people, to ask questions, those are all part of those social and mental skills that will be valuable for both young people and well into adulthood across these different stages of talent development. So it's important to teach those academic skills, that content and the knowledge that they're going to need in a domain, but to couple that with those psychosocial skills and to make sure that challenge is coming in the academic side so that they can develop the psychosocial skills. You cannot learn those skills if you're just sort of skating through, floating through, things are easy.